From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It was a mixed day on Wall Street today. The S&P 500 index was up slightly, so was the NASDAQ, but the Dow Jones Industrials lost 16 points to close at 10,071. That's not the sort of day traders usually celebrate, but after last week's miserable performance, they'll take it. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
When investors are not feeling good about their options, they can ignore all kinds of good news and focus instead almost entirely on things that might go wrong. It may not be clear why traders are so pessimistic all of a sudden, but it's clear that they are. Last week, all three of the major stock market indices, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ, lost ground. Marvin McIntyre heads the high net worth division at Legg Mason.
If you'd asked folks over the weekend, they wanted to get under the desk and put their hands over their head because the market was down almost 4%. I mean, that's not any fun.
The sell-off came after some downbeat earnings news that included a weak earnings report from technology giant IBM. IBM reported earnings that fell short of analysts' estimates after the market closed on Thursday, and IBM shares fell 8% the next day. That selling spilled over to other stocks in the sector, but it's not just tech stocks. Jeremy Siegel is a finance professor at the Wharton School. He says while oil prices have come down to around $50 a barrel, gas prices are still high. Other recent economic data, including consumer confidence figures, have also been weak.
Higher oil prices have finally hit people's radar screens. Finally, we're seeing an impact of that on the psychology of the American consumer, maybe even the world consumer, because the data has been coming in much weaker at the end of March. And all of a sudden, what Wall Street is saying is this could be a more serious slowdown in the middle of this year than we had anticipated.
And while the mood on U.S. financial markets was a little brighter today, foreign markets were still down sharply. Siegel says even with some companies reporting fairly solid earnings numbers, investors appear to be looking beyond the quarterly data and not necessarily liking what they see.
We had great earnings from GE, Citigroup last week. This Monday morning, we also had some very good earnings news also. So certainly it's not earnings that are coming in. It's the forward-looking pace of the economy. And will these oil prices, even though they have been coming down in the open market recently, have they damaged consumer confidence?
Only around a fifth of the companies that make up the S&P 500 have reported earnings so far. And of those companies that have reported, about half have beaten Wall Street expectations. John Butters is an analyst at Thomson Financial.
This week and next week really represent the peak weeks of earnings season. We're expecting to hear from 147 companies in the S&P 500 this week, 148 companies in the S&P 500 next week.
General Motors, Johnson & Johnson, and Intel all report earnings tomorrow. Caterpillar, J.P. Morgan Chase, and McDonald's are due to release their earnings numbers later in the week. Stock market observers say any further surprises in terms of earnings are likely to make an already jittery stock market even more nervous. Already both the Dow and the S&P are close to giving up all of their gains since the November election. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.